There's a wealth of fun on every page of a Bumble book, with stories that transport curious children to faraway places. You're invited to join us on the magical carpet ride of imaginative stories as Bumble Books brings its Buy One, Donate One promotion with its newest 6 titles. Buy a book and Bumble will donate the same title to the Red Cross Children's Hospital and other reading programs. Together, let's bring the wonder of literacy to our children. Visit bumblebooksonline.com for children's books that matter. RX Radio, by and for children.
It is now time for the Bumble Book Story. So like I've mentioned, we're reading Bumble Book Stories on the show, and also they have a Buy One, Donate One literacy campaign. But now we have something different on the show. We have Killen, who will be reading a story from Bumble Books for the storytelling feature. So he's someone who is going to be getting more involved with Books and Breakfast and helping me with stories and share reviews. Welcome to the show, Killen. Can you please tell the listener a bit more about yourself?
Hi, my name is Killen and I go to Bumble Boys Junior School. I am 11 years old and I am grade 6. I love school, and the reason I'm doing RX Radio and reading is because I love reading.
Yeah, I also love reading, and I'm very glad that we share that interest. How have you been doing in the holidays?
I agree, it's pretty boring with just staying inside the whole time, but yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. Okay, so we can get right into the story. Over to you.
Okay. The Cheeky Spider, A Little Five Tale, from Bumble Books. Written and illustrated by Janina Pichova. The Little Five. Katoza, the leopard tortoise, Bull, the buffalo weaver bird, Katrina, the elephant shrew, Nomfu, the rhinoceros beetle, and Leon, the antlion, lived in a pretty little house. They built it themselves against a solid rock for protection from wind and rain. It had a view into the valley and a stream that ran past it. It was the loveliest house in the neighborhood. Every day before breakfast, the little five went out to work in their garden. Watering, planting, and weeding needed to be done the whole year round. The best part was picking ripe fruit and vegetables for their meals. One day, the little five was so busy that they did not notice Spider. He watched them from his hiding place. It would be great to live in a proper house for a change, he fancied. While they weren't looking, Spider sneaked into their house before you could say, "Incy Wincy Spider." He spun webs across all the windows and the front door. He hung chimes on the webs to warn him if anybody tried to get in. Spider made himself comfortable in the kitchen and began to sample all the foods that he could find. He dipped his fingers into every jam, jar, and honey pot. He was really enjoying himself. "Yummy, yum," he smacked his lips. In the pantry, Spider munched and crunched on all the biscuits. He unwrapped all the chocolate bars and chewed and chomped. He spilled juice and milk and slurped and burped and gobbled fresh fruit until he got hiccups. Greedy Spider. He was pleasantly full and sleepy when Katoza came home. She peeped through the window and called out, "Dear Spider, you must have made a mistake. You're sleeping in our kitchen. Please open the door and let me in." Spider rolled his many eyes up and down, to and fro, back and forth, but did not reply. "Dear Spider," Katoza tried again, "you can't just come into our house uninvited and eat all our food. Please open up." Spider barked loudly, "Brush," and grinned happily, but took no notice of her. When Bull flew in, Katoza cried out to him, "Spider, Spider, window, kitchen." Bull flew onto the windowsill and saw Spider dozing at the kitchen table. "Hey, Spider, wake up and get out. This is not your house," Bull shouted. Spider didn't even blink one of his many eyelids. "I will throw you out, you cheeky Spider," said Bull angrily. He flapped his wings furiously, trying to break the web, but couldn't. He tried picking at the threads, but not even his strong beak could break the silky cords. Katina came home singing. When she saw her friends looking sad, she asked, "What's up? Aren't we making breakfast?" "Spider has moved into our house and refuses to leave," said Bo. "Allow me," said Katrina, and ran to the nearest window, but she disturbed the chimes. Spider woke up. His huge yellow eyes bulged. Katrina got such a terrible fright. When Numfu arrived, all three shouted, "Spider locked himself in our house and refuses to let us in. Do something, please," cried Bo. "You're the strongest animal on earth. Surely you can break a spider's web," pleaded Katrina. Numfu tried many times, pushing with his long nose and his strong legs, but the threads were unbreakable. By the time Leon came home, the whole neighborhood was outside the little five's house. "Spider has moved into our house and refuses to let us in and won't get out," yelled his friends. "Leave him to me," Tiny Leon grinned. He squeezed through the web without being noticed by Spider. "Leave me, please, please don't," they heard Spider calling desperately. "No, no, stop," Spider cried. And sure enough, in a few minutes, Spider burst through the front door and ran away as fast as his many legs could carry him. "All right, you can come in now," Leon called out to his friends. "Let's have that breakfast. What did you do? How did you get him out?" Everyone wanted to know. "There was nothing to it," said Leon. "That cheeky spider was very ticklish. I tickled and tickled and tickled until he couldn't take it anymore," laughed Leon.
Thank you, Kellen, for reading the lovely story. I think I've noticed that in the previous show when I read the Bumble books, it's the same characters in this book. So that's quite interesting. I really enjoyed the story and I'm sure the listeners enjoyed it as well.
Thank you for having me on the show. See you next time.
I'm looking forward to it.